All right, welcome back. Hour number three of Idaho Sports Talk. It's time to ask the AD some 24 hours later, but Kurt Apsey is here at the Boise State Team Hotel. Jeff Caves, Domino's Delivered, Mike Prater in the KTIK studios. Kurt joining me here at the DoubleTree with a lot of parents that are coming out of the Dallas market. Kurt,
yeah.
some excitement with the first game ready to go off tomorrow morning. I know how much work goes in between the Poinsettia Bowl and tomorrow morning. And one of the ideas I wanted to talk to you about is just how important the football program and the, you know, the start to everything. How do you describe that as it relates to the athletic department, how important a football team and program is?
Well, I mean, you know how hard they work in the off season. I think Harsh has talked about, you know, we've been doing this for 8 months, and now we finally get to kick off. And, you know, in terms of how important the program is, I mean, overall, just to our department, I mean, those, you know, we need them to be successful. And obviously that's why we put so many resources into it. And it's nervous time, but there's a different feel, I think, this year right now going into this first game. I think these guys are focused. I don't know. It just feels different for whatever reason. And so they probably look at it a little differently than I do. You know, they have that 1-0 mentality, so they're all about tomorrow. And you know, from a department standpoint, the more successful they are, I think that's better for our department overall. And so, you know, we try to do what we can to make sure they have what they need, so that when we go on that field tomorrow, they've been able to prepare, and I think they've done a good job. And I mean, overall for us, them being successful and winning games creates that excitement in our community with our fans and generates that interest that we need and helps us sell a ticket and gains notoriety for us on the national scene, which is what we're always looking for here. So, I mean, Jeff, you've been around this a long time. You know, I mean, we go how they go. And I think it turns over into some of our other sports. But football, without a doubt, I mean, they've got to be successful, and hopefully we can start that off tomorrow.
What would be the biggest differences in a 9-4 or 13-0 team? Because you've been around both. You've built buildings on 13-0.
Right.
You've had coaches, you know, get huge contracts and all this, that, and the other. And you've had a lot of changes with a 9-4 program, too.
Yeah.
And you've seen fans not be disenchanted at 9-4. But I know there's got to be a difference between that buzz and that feel. How do you describe that when you're in the storm?
Yeah.
You know, your people, your employees live 9-4.
Yeah.
Not that that's bad, but they're comparing it to perfection of 13-0.
Right. Well, not unfortunately, maybe that's the wrong word, but the expectations around this program are so high, and we've tasted that over the last 10 years with three games, you know, the Fiesta Bowl games, and so there's this expectation, I think, sometimes that if you don't, you know, if you don't get to that Super Bowl at the end of the day, the season's a failure. In terms of being 9-4, last year I think was a little different because of the two home losses back-to-back, you know, which hasn't happened forever. And so when you have that level of expectation from everybody, and, hey, we expect that. I mean, our department expects it. Our coaches expect it. I don't expect 13-0 every year, obviously, but that expectation is so high. So when you lose a couple games, you know, sometimes people think that the sky has fallen, and it's not. And I'll say this, after everything that happened last year, for us to come back and do what we did in that bowl game shows that this team has some character and they can face adversity. And I hope that, you know, they can somehow carry that experience over from last year to this upcoming year. But I think 9-4, you can look at that a lot of different ways. You know, what were those four losses? Where did they come? Was it at home? Was it against someone that maybe you normally would beat? So it depends on the loss, too. And so, hey, there's 100 schools out there that would pray tomorrow to say, hey, we're 9-4.
Right.
Obviously, at Boise State, that's not good enough for the people that support us, and I can tell you it's certainly not good enough for our coaching staff and our players. And you know, again, they're focused on tomorrow, and I think if they keep that focus game by game, week by week, then I think the rest takes care of itself. But that expectation is so high. So when you're 9-4 around here, you know, people tend to think that season wasn't what everybody wanted it to be. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of schools out there that wish they could do that. And I'm proud of their effort last year, and I think it's going to help going into the season.
We're asking the AD, Kurt Apsey, joining us here at the Boise State Team Hotel on Sports Radio 93.1 FM. This is your FM home for Boise State football. Caves here, Prater there.
Kurt, between the players, the coaches, and certainly your staff, you're trying to make Boise State football better every single year. And in terms of travel this year, has there been any changes, any upgrades? What is the flight situation? Are you guys doing all charters now, and have you been doing that for a while? And I don't know, fancier hotels, new travel sweats. What's different this year?
Oh, Mike, you know that. We take the best charters, the most expensive ones we can find, and we stay in all the five-star hotels, without a doubt.
And I know in Lafayette we are.
Lobster and gumbo for dinner tonight, right?
There you go. No, charter, air, buses, travel, meeting space, everything really dialed in like normal. This property actually is very, very nice here. We've been treated great. You know, what's important, too, when we're coming on the road like this, we've got to find places that actually give us the space that we need to do what we need to do. So one of the very first things we look at is meeting space when we come here. We look at where it's located in the city. You know, we don't really like to be kind of in the downtown, in the mix and all that kind of, you know, on the outskirts a little bit, but not too far away from the stadium. So all those things taken into consideration. We've been very fortunate, but we've also been in some hotels that, you know, sometimes are a little questionable depending on where we go. But, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years where I've been traveling, we've been able to stay in some pretty nice places. And I was kidding earlier, not five-star, but this is a nice place. And,
sure.
You know, they got great restaurants and a lot of parents out here and blue and orange all over the place. And so, you know, Mike, to answer your question a little further, not much has changed. These trips, as you may or may not know, I mean, they're dialed in from the day or from the minute we leave that football facility in Boise till the time we land back. There's a clock here and there's a timeline, and these players and these coaches know exactly where they need to be throughout the entire day or day and a half or 2 days or whatever it may be when we're on the road. But that whole schedule has been pretty consistent over the years. Hasn't changed much.
Kurt, let's get on to the issue of the Big 12 and what we do know. There were letters that were coming out, or I guess statements, but UNLV and other athletic departments across the country were saying, okay, we're out of the Big 12 consideration. Was that the situation with Boise State? Was it a phone call or a letter, or how does the Big 12 say thanks for your interest, but no thanks?
Yeah. The commissioner reached out to Dr. Custer, and I think he said that in his correspondence in our press release yesterday or the day before. And I think we've really told everybody what happened, tried to be truthful, and I think you guys know what Boise State University did in order to be considered. And I think Bob said it great in the press release, and some documents were obviously shared publicly, and you know, we probably just have to leave it there for now.
Yeah, I mean, you look at fans go, okay, so we didn't even really get a chance per se, and it doesn't. When you look back at the Big East thing, which you were involved in, mm-hmm. weren't the discussions about joining the Big East fairly open with what it would cost, what the revenue would be like, how this would fit before an invitation was extended? So contrasting these two opportunities like night and day, is it not?
Yeah. You know, Jeff, I mean, it's a great question. I really haven't thought about it that way. But when I think back during that time, you know, the Big East was moving a lot. You know, it's not like teams are, well, at least to my knowledge, teams aren't looking to leave the Big 12. So, but there you had, you know, a couple schools that were in there that were making the move out. They wanted to add. They wanted to get to a certain amount, and they were looking out west, and so they were losing teams. So that's probably a little different in terms of why it was so public. And it was very, very clear at that time that the Big East publicly said, we are expanding. We are doing something. We are talking to these schools. And
sure.
So much different than this go-round. And, you know, I think you all know, I mean, there's a lot of rumors out there about who's in and who's out,
right,
and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm not going to believe anything until I see the end result of whatever decision is that conference decides to make. But much more public before. And I think that had a lot to do with, you know, schools were leaving. They had to come up with something to make that work. And
yeah, that's a good point.
You know, at the end of the day, I mean, they actually probably did a pretty good job, you know. And I think we made the right move. You know, staying and coming back to the Mountain West, and that was great for our program. And some schools that got into the Big East during that time, I think they'd probably say the same thing. And, well, the AAC, I guess, is what we should be calling
right.
It. But just a lot more public, and they didn't keep it very close to the vest, and much different this time around.
Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, joining us here on Sports Radio Ticket, live from the Boise State Team Hotel in Lafayette, Louisiana, for tomorrow morning's Boise State-Louisiana game, which is a 10 a.m. kickoff. Back, Kurt, to the Big 12 situation. Since you got a call or a letter from Bowlesby about the non-interest, are we convinced that there are X amount of schools left that are going to go further with presenting their information? Or are we just assuming that?
Well, I'll be honest. Since that happened, our department's focus, I shouldn't say it's changed, but I'm moving on right now. And what's interesting is there's so much out there from the media talking about, you know, who's going forward, who's taking the next step.
Sure.
But the Big 12 hasn't made any announcement. And so who knows? I mean, who knows whether it's 12 or 6 or 4 or 2 or, you know, maybe it's none at the end of the day. We don't know that. And I'm not going to speculate. I think Dr. Custer said it as well as he could have said it. We put our best foot forward, and we're moving on, and we're happy where we're at. And I really couldn't tell you what direction they're going to be going. And, you know, I'm sure at some point they're going to figure it out. So.
Well, for fans around here, they were, I'm sure, looking at Colorado State and Air Force and trying to understand that, and travel partners or surrounding the state of Colorado or however they looked at it, and that's still to be determined and defined. I just think fans get left at that and
right.
Think, okay, how is that? Well, they don't know that.
Yeah.
So that information piece could still come. Do you have any sense of the timing of all this? Do you still think they're on a faster track than a year? I mean,
yeah.
December or earlier?
You mean in terms of a final
decision? When they may make a decision that we want to do something or not?
You know, my guess would be around probably league meetings and when the presidents gather together. Maybe they'll do it earlier. And
yeah, that's October,
like I said,
think.
You know, maybe they won't do anything.
Right.
I mean,
and that's doing something, saying no, we're not going to do anything.
And they've been, I think they've been as a conference pretty consistent in terms of just really saying nothing. And that might be the best way to go about it, and I guess we'll see.